righteous Lamb.
Righteous.
But Jesus.
Lord, in love touch.
Great I am.
Glorious.
Holy.
Holy.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
My God is glorious.
Glorious.
Holy.
Holy.
Righteous.
We would like to welcome you all to St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church Online. We are so excited. We are celebrating Pastor Ephraim Williams' 49th anniversary of pastoring here at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Please call, text your family and friends. Our scripture reading will be coming from St. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And it read as follows. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing that was made was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Hi, I'm Doug Williams, and I just want to say to my good friend and family member, Dr. Ephraim Williams, congratulations on 49 years of pastoral service to St. Paul Baptist Church. What a blessing you've been to the body of Christ. You know, and I just want to do this song because so many things are changing as we speak now. We're living in a time where the coronavirus has changed everything, basically. But the one thing that remains the same that will never change is God Almighty. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And all I'm trying to say is God is still doing what God does. This is what God is doing now. Still healing the sick. Still raising the dead. Still opening blinded eyes. He still provides. Still working miracles. Just like before. God is still doing what God does. God is still doing what God does. Still healing the sick. Still raising the dead. Still opening blinded eyes. He still provides. Still Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Congratulations, Dr. Williams, on 49 years of pastoral ministry. You know, I was reflecting over how long you've been pastor. You know, I was 9 years old when you started pastoring, and today I'm 58. So that means you've been doing this for quite a while. Again, I pray that you know that your labor has not been in vain. And I want to thank you for loving all of us. And I want to thank you for loving me. It's because of your love, your commitment, your consistency. When it came to me, that I am the man, that I am the pastor, that I am the father that I am today. Honestly, there's no place in my life that I can think about that you didn't have some involvement, from marrying me to counseling me to giving me the charge. When it came to Progressive, you have always been here. And so I want you to know that I love you. I'm proud of you. And again, your legacy is bigger than a building. Your legacy is bigger than a title. Your legacy is how you have loved on God's people. And so it is my prayer that you know at this stage in your life that your labor has not been in vain, and that you and what you have done, what you have built, what you have established, how you have loved will outlive you. We have all been made better because of Ephraim Williams. So again, from your favorite son, congratulations, and may you enjoy this tribute. God bless.
Dear Pastor, thank you for teaching me about God. Thank you for preaching sermons. Thank you for letting me even come to see you and letting me go to church. Thank you for always shaking my hand when I come to see you. And thank you for letting me know what I need to do to get closer to God. P.S. Thank you, Devin Puckering.
Love. Pastor Williams and the whole St. Paul Church family mean a lot to me. Because I didn't grow up in a home where God was really talked about, I had to experience and discover God for myself. Coming to St. Paul, I was a bit scared and a little nervous because it was my first experience in church. But after meeting with and talking to Pastor Williams, I felt reassured because I knew that being at church was the right thing for me. Because of Pastor Williams and St. Paul, I'm glad and thankful to say that I've become a better Christian and more confident in my walk with God. So thank you, Pastor Williams, and happy 49th anniversary.
Good morning, St. Paul. I want to first of all say we are grateful to God just to be in the land of the living, and we are thankful of God for God and his abundant grace and mercy. I want to take this time just to give a shout out and a great big congratulations to our pastor, Dr. Ephraim Williams, on his anniversary of accepting the call to the Great St. Paul Church. The Bible is clear. It says that that a pastor is worthy of double honor. And we are ever so mindful that you are certainly worthy of double honor in many more ways than one. And we salute you. We congratulate you. We know that God is not through with you yet. Under your ministry, many people have been saved, encouraged, strengthened. And we know that we pray the Lord give you many, many more years to share your faith in Jesus Christ. We'll see you soon, prayerfully. We will get through this pandemic pause, and we'll be there partnering with you in ministry. Love you, Pop, and we pray God's blessings upon your life in Jesus' name.
Thank you. So I was going to say, as a mayor, you get a chance to go around the country. Obviously, we have an African-American president in the White House. And I can tell you everywhere we go, they talk about Pastor Williams. And they say he's doing big things. So let's give it up for your pastor who's doing big things. I also want to thank Senator Holly Mitchell, who's here as well. She was former chair of the Black Caucus for the state of California. And you guys know, again, pastor's influence is beyond the walls of the church. And he can get on that phone and make one phone call, and then people at the state capitol jump because of his call. And Senator Mitchell, I don't believe that's your husband yet, but when pastor says things, they usually come to fruition. So I'm just giving you a heads up right now.
Dr. Williams, I just want to congratulate you once again for 49 years of pastoral service to St. Paul Baptist Church. This song I'm getting ready to do now is a testimony for me as well, and I'm going to dedicate this song especially to you. To still be here after all these years. Listen. Party, I've had my share of parties, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. Taking my ups and bruises, but still here. Oh yes, the loneliness, I had my share of loneliness. Oh,
that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need. He was standing right there. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Dr. Williams. I love you, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Pastor Fred Campbell has served as Mount Sion's pastor over 38 years, being one of the longest tenure pastors in the San Francisco Bay Area. He and Dr. Williams have been friends for more than 40 years. Please welcome Pastor Fred Campbell.
Good morning, St. Paul. Thank God for the privilege to come and share this Sunday morning with Pastor Williams. We have been friends over the years, close brothers in the Lord, and I'm glad to participate in this 49th year of celebrating his pastoralship at St. Paul. I do it somewhat with trepidation, with a tear in my heart, thinking of his coming to the end of his pastoral ministry. Without a doubt, he has finished his pastoral journey well. William Augustus Jones, who's with the Lord, he pastored the Bethany Church in Brooklyn, said something like this, that he did not want to live all of his life swimming in deep water, to come to the end of his life and drowned in shallow water. Dr. Williams have been faithful over these 49 years as pastor. He has not shamed the church, community, the kingdom of God. He has certainly been an exemplary paragon in the pastoral ministry and in the preaching ministry. I salute him for how he has lived in the power of the Spirit over these years. Celebrate him as a leader, equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry. When I thought about what I could say to celebrate him on this 49th year, I thought about the scripture in the Gospel of John in the prologue. That John was a man, verse 6. John the Baptist, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This This passage, scripture, is found in the lofty Christology prologue. John, who writes differently than the other gospel writers, the synoptics, he starts not with the genealogy of Christ, but he starts with the divinity of Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Here is the verse. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. I believe this verse that interrupts the divinity, the loftiness of Jesus, who was both God and man, this verse comes in the middle of this prologue, this high Christology. I think it's there to look at the parallelism between Jesus and John. John was the forerunner of Jesus. And I think the gospel writer John puts it in here for us to see the loftiness of Jesus, but also the significance of this forerunner named John the Baptist. They have similarities in their lives that is noteworthy when we think about John the Baptist. He was predestined. Jesus was preexistent. John was a voice. Jesus was the Word. Jesus was the light. John was a witness of the light. Jesus had to increase, John had to decrease. Jesus was virgin born, John was miraculously born. Jesus gave the eulogy to John the Baptist, said there's not a man born of a woman like John the Baptist. John the Baptist, to me, has significance with Pastor Williams. John the Baptist, like Pastor, was sent from God. Interesting, in this pericope, in this prologue, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Prostheos. The Word stood face to face with the Father. Jesus, the Word, was face to face. It speaks of coexistence. It speaks of equality. Although he condescended, Jesus condescended to the place of being a man and dying on the cross, and place of man. But Jesus was very God, prostheos, face to face, saying, if I could speak anthropomorphically stupid, Jesus, and God was so equal that if Jesus needed a heart transplant, God could give it to him without rejection. They had the same thumbprint, same DNA. That's human talk. prostheos. But in the sixth verse of this pericope, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. It's not prostheos, it's paratheos, sent. John, not like Jesus, was not face to face with God, but John was sent from the side of God. Paratheos, he comes from the side of God. And I think the church, St. Paul, I think you realize it, that your pastor comes, paratheos, from the side of God, from the heart of God. I think both people and pastor often are cavalier about the calling and the sending of the pastor. We don't understand the profundity of that pastoring and preaching was not something that Pastor Williams took up. Matter of fact, he told me he ran from pastoring, ran out of Chicago to Sacramento because he did not want to preach. He ran because necessity was laid upon him, that it was not a profession. Preaching and pastoring was not a profession, but it was. He was born. Pastor William was born to preach, and he was born to pastor. He didn't take it up. It caught him up. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. And he was called before he entered his mother's womb. Jeremiah 1:5 talks about the prophet Jeremiah, that he comes from the mind of God. Before time, God has preordained that he would be a prophet, Jeremiah. I think it's so with Pastor William that he was preordained to Pastor St. Paul. What a job he has done in the power of the Spirit, with the fellowship of the people. Pastor Williams have led that church. And you know, we get lost and caught up in the material things that chronicle and somewhat underscores his, if I can use the word, success. But his faithfulness beyond success, his faithfulness to God, was that Pastor Williams coming from the side of God, from the heart of God, from the mind of God, with purpose, not just to build a supposed monument, the buildings and sanctuary, the Family Life Center, those are just instruments. But Pastor Williams, over the span of these 49 years, have built people. He's built people. Many of you can attest to the fact that you have been tremendously blessed because your life have intersected with the man of God who had more than a crush on the Christ, but a robust romance with the Redeemer. That your life is different because of that. It's not the structure. It is the sanctifying participation of Pastor Williams in being a instrument of the Holy Spirit to guide people to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, when I think about the calling, the sending. He sent to you to be a forerunner, to make the way of the Christ straight. God, he has done that. He I believe Pastor Williams had made the journey to Jesus straight. He have rightly divided the word of God as he preached, but he did not interrupt that with walking crooked. He preached straight, and he did not walk crooked. And that what I mean, and what really traumatized me a few years ago, the Spirit impressed upon my mind and on my mind and heart, said, Pastor Cameron, you are a prelate, you are a bishop, you are an overseer. I often looked at that on the mundane, overseer, bishop, you know, you oversee people, you oversee, you know, the church and its function, you administrator, CEO, whatever you want to call it. But the Spirit impressed upon me, your oversight is not on the level of the mundane, but your task as Pastor Fred Campbell is to oversee every member's journey towards the image of Jesus Christ. That troubled me. It scared me to know that the awesome task of a pastor is not to build buildings and to lead meetings, preside over meetings, but the awesome task, the fundamental task, the high calling of the pastoralship is to help model the members' journey towards looking more like Jesus. And what an awesome task that is. What a tremendous but yet frightening task that every pastor has that covenant privilege and awesome responsibility to be an example of moving towards looking more like Jesus. Pastor Williams has not disappointed God. He's been faithful to that task for 49 years. He's sent from the very side of God, from the heart of God, called, predestined. God's plan. Woe is he if he did not preach the gospel and then did not heed the call to be the under-shepherd of the St. Paul Baptist Church. What an awesome privilege. He comes from the side of God. John the Baptist, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The word John, the name John, has the understanding, the etymological definitive definition of gift. John the Baptist was a gift. Ah, God, he was a gift. He comes from the side of God, paratheon. But he is a gift, and he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastor, teacher, for the building up of the saints. He's a gift. He is a gift, and I wonder if we understand the fact that Pastor Williams is a gift from God to the church. We're cavalier, and sometimes we fumble with it. Both pastor and people can do that, not understanding the profundity of the fact that you have within you that which has been given. It wasn't so much that you voted, you hired him. He's not a hired servant, but he is a gift that comes from the very side of God. He's not only is he gifted, but he is a gift. He is a noun gift. He's not a person, just a verb gift, that he's a gift that has been given, but he is a gifted person with gifts, but yet he is a gift from the side of God. I think St. Paul has honored that over the 49 years that you have within you a gift from God, a gift from God. In Pastor Williams, a gift from God. Mind you, and he understands this, God is something that every pastor has to fight. John the Baptist understood it. He said, I must decrease that Christ might increase. John the Baptist knew, and Pastor Williams knew, that he is not the star. He is not the main character in the redemptive drama, in the ecclesiastical development and movement of the church. Pastor Williams understands that he must decrease. He must come off of center stage. The people can put you on center stage and if you're not careful, you can get drunk in the loftiness and of the call to preach and pastor, and in the being's position at the center of the chancel with a name plate on the door and a parking space designated for you and ushers and nurses aiding you in the performance of the pastoral duty. That can make you drunk if you don't understand that you are not the star. You got to decrease that Christ might increase. Jesus is the star. God, I tell you, I tremble often at the point of preaching. You know, when I preach, do they see Jesus or do they see me? The decreasing proposition in understanding needs to be in the mind of the preacher, that he must get out of the way so God can be preeminent. When I'm done preaching, do they speak more of me or more of him? The Greek said, sirs, we would see Jesus decreasing. Decreasing. I think Pastor has done that over these 49 years. I think he has recognized with clarity that he's not the star, but Jesus is the bright and morning star. Jesus is the preeminent one. And we must die that he might live. We must move out of center stage that Jesus might be preeminent. He's the Savior. He's the King. He's the God of the universe and the Savior of our souls. We must see Jesus. Praise his name. I believe, Pastor has demonstrated that over the years. He spent his life through prayer, getting out of the way that we might see Jesus. How blessed you are, St. Paul. How blessed the state of California is, the whole nation, because we've had for 49 years a paragon of what a pastor ought to be. Oh, I know he's not perfect, but God, he has been faithful. Oh, bless God. He's been faithful to present the wonders of Emmanuel, to be a forerunner, to prepare the way for the Lord all these years that you could see Jesus. Pastor, we celebrate you today. Thank you for these moments that I've had to share with St. Paul family. May your last days be your best days as you go into retirement. And the Joshua comes. You have fought a good fight, my friend. You have finished your course. You have finished well. Praise God for that. No scandals. No mud has stuck on you. You have finished well. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Campbell, for that powerful and dynamic message. Now, if you would like to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, just talk to him through prayer and say, Lord God, I would like to receive you into my heart right now. And also, you can call the church. The number is being shown on the screen, 916-737-7070.
Good morning, St. Paul family, visitors, and friends. We'd like to thank those that participated on today's program. Pastor Glenn Shields, Devin Puckering, the Little Workers Guild, Kalani Wilson, former Mayor Kevin Johnson, Doug Williams, Dr. Fred Campbell, the St. Paul Youth Choir, Reverend Persis Poku, and Reverend Kenneth Reese. We know we cannot celebrate Pastor Williams' anniversary in person. We can say thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for the early Sunday mornings and the late Wednesday nights. Thank you for the seeds you planted and the disciples you've nurtured. Thank you for the sermons you preached and the prayers you lifted up. Thank you for the wise counsel and the words of encouragement. Thank you for the sacrifice and your service. On behalf of the 49th Pastors Appreciation Committee, we would like to present this gift to Pastor Williams from the church.
To my Father, which is in heaven, Almighty God, I wish to express to you, St. Paul, for the last 49 years and 1 month, for your love, your support, and above all, your hard work and prayers, that we might build a ministry within the city of Sacramento, that it would flourish throughout the United States. And we have been able to do that through the mighty hands and power of Almighty God. Thanks to all of the leaders and the leadership that you have given. And I cannot say enough how much I appreciate my late wife, who worked so hard behind the scenes. She was a contributor to this ministry that most of you would never know. Thank you for this day, celebrating 49 years. It has been a blessing and it's been a joy. I appreciate everything, what everybody has done. Thank you, and may God forever bless you. Keep me in prayer that God will use me until I die. Thank you. God bless you.